Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 16 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 3rd, from high atop the Space Needle here at the 1962 World's Fair in beautiful Seattle, Washington. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. A little out of breath because I left my notes upstairs. Tonight I'll be spinning tunes marking next week's musical birthdays and noting one passing. For those of you planning to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast starting right after the live show. And let me catch my breath just a moment and honor our sponsor as we do each week here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Where else indeed? And we are going to break with precedent tonight and play a song on Hinky Dinky Time that we have played before. That's never occurred in the long, long history of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. One of the birthdays we're celebrating this week is on the 7th. We'll be celebrating the birthday of James Milton Campbell Jr., better known as Little Milton. And way back when, we listened to this song once before, and we're going to hear it tonight. This is Little Milton's Grits Ain't Groceries.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Oh, yeah! Let's get into it. Listen. All around the world, I'd rather be a fly. I'd light on my baby, stay with my woman till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I'd take a 10-foot ditch and run off through the jungle fighting lions with the switch, because you know I love you, baby.
Hit me, band. Yeah, last time I checked, grits were groceries. I don't know where else to find them. They're not at the auto parts store. Believe me, I've checked. Well, you know, last week I missed a birthday. I missed a musical birthday worth mentioning. Actually, I had fully intended to talk about this fella because my dear Uncle Jim had provided me with a track that he was hoping I'd play for him on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. about a month or so ago, and I decided to hold it for the week of the gentleman's birthday. And of course, I'm talking about Charles Parker Jr., Charlie Parker, Charlie Yardbird Parker, Bird. His birthday was August 29th. He was born in 1920. So that makes this, would have been his 89th birthday. And the track that I'm going to play for you is from Bird with Strings. And I guess a lot of people thought that Parker playing with the string section was some kind of sellout. But it was a reflection of his broad interest in a lot of different sorts of music. And the track we're going to listen to is his version of Just Friends. And in an interview at the time, he considered this particular side the best work that he had ever done. And we're going to give it a listen right now. So I hope you enjoy this.
Thank you. believe I'm gonna make it through one more day. Wasn't long till I began to see the only fool I know had to be me. What I have to give to you, it's the same thing that I expect from you, babe. But now I know in my soul,
was Mr. Michael Finnegan. And if you've seen a Crosby, Stills, and Nash concert anytime in the last 25 or so years, you've seen Mike playing keyboards in CSN's band. But long before that, he originally hailed from Ohio and came to Lawrence, Kansas, on a basketball scholarship. He's a tall fella, and he had an interest in music and an interest in athletics, and his interest in music won out over his interest in athletics. He split Lawrence for Wichita and began his musical career. He's out in L.A. living, and oh, I wish I could remember. He's also a blogger. He's a political blogger, and I can't remember which one of the big political blogs he writes for, but he does do that, and he's a right-thinking leftist guy like me, and I admire him for that. I admire him for his super singing and his great keyboard playing and all that. Maybe before the end of the show, I'll remember what blog he writes for. We do have a musical passing that occurred since last week's show to talk about. On August 29th, we lost band singer Chris Connor at the age of 81. She was a busy band singer back in the big band era. She charted just a few hits of her own. Actually, the first thing that she was singing lead on that wound up on the charts wasn't under her name. She was singing with Stan Kenton and his orchestra, and this was a chart single that was quite successful for the Kenton Band in 1953. This is called "And the Bull Walked Around, Olé."
The toyador and the bull walked around, ole. There was a toyador, so the story goes. He used to kill the bull and turn up his nose. One day a big black bull from the pampas came, who never heard of the señor's fame. The toyador turned to take a bow. The bull said, "Here's your end right now."
And the bull walked around, ole,
ole.
And the bull walked around, ole.
On the picador, the matador, he swept the floor with a toyador, and the bull walked around, ole. Another toyador swore he'd get the beast, said he would give the people a big fat feast. But then the big black bull, he just yawned away, and sent a note he'd be glad to play. The toyador knelt to tie his shoe, next Thursday's funeral is at 2.
And the bull walked around, ole. The bull walked around, ole.
Ole, bring on the picador, the matador. He swept the floor with the toyador, and the bull walked around, ole. Just then the toyador union, having fits, decided it was time they should call it quits. They planted daffodils in the bullfight ring, and to this day all the poets sing of the big black bull with the heart so stout, who taught the people all to shout.
And the bull walked around, ole,
ole.
And the bull walked around, ole,
ole. Bring on the picador, the matador. He swept the floor with the toyador. The bull walked around, ole. The floor of the toyador, and the bull walked around, ole. And the bull walked around, ole. And the bull walked around, ole.
Ole!
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
Such a night. It's such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Best friend Jim, and here I am trying to steal you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. And it's such a night. It's such a night. Such a night, such a night, to steal away the time is right. walking down the street. Oh yeah, you came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am, stealing you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. Cause it's such a night.
It is such a night. It's a beautiful night here where I'm at. I hope it's lovely where you're at. That was Mac Rebinac, also known as Dr. John, from his 1973 album In the Right Place. That was Such a Night. It's September 3rd. I mentioned that earlier. And on this date, 15 years ago, we bid farewell, we bid vaya con Dios to Major Lance. Major Lance was a soul singer out of Chicago, and his biggest hit took place in 1964. This song, entitled reached number 5 on both the pop and the R&B charts.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd, as his head slowly bowed, he just moaned and it made no sense. He just go Yes, I was born with a curious mind. I asked this man just what did he mean when he moaned as he'd be so blind. And he just go
Yesterday we had a birthday. William Everett Preston, also known to many as Billy Preston, the late Billy Preston, would have celebrated his 942nd birthday or something. Now he wasn't that old. Some things you might not know about Billy: that he was performing in the bands of gospel singers like Mahalia Jackson and James Cleveland, and even with Nat King Cole by the time he was 10 years old. And that, he's only one of two people that were ever credited as an artist billed with the Beatles on a Beatles record. The single of Get Back is credited to the Beatles with Billy Preston. And that's the only time that ever happened after the Beatles were successful. There's the Beatles featuring Tony Sheridan, which was very early in the Beatles' career. So that's a rare honor that Billy was given billing on a Beatles record. This is one of five top ten singles that Billy charted in the 1970s between 72 and 79. This went to number two on the U.S. pop charts and number one on the R&B charts. And you can tell me if you think this is rhythm and blues. I'm not sure.
Never get back that big room for the whole evening. it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3, strike you're out at the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs are 10.5 games out of first and 6 games back in the wild card race. So it's starting to look like that game at Wrigley Field I'm going to be going to in October is little more than an excuse to sit and shiver. But that's okay. I knew the risks. They lost a makeup game today to the much-despised White Sox, and with plenty of other action around the league tonight, there is almost certainly more bad news to come. And that's this week's Cubs Report.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. The cone is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Well, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. Look out there. You know I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Y'all come on now. Whoa, the cattle are standing like statues. The cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Wonderful day. I want y'all to know, I've got a beautiful feeling. I've got everything. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. My way. All right, y'all, do it to me. Of the earth are like music. The breeze is as busy, it don't miss a tree. And a little old weeping willow is laughing at me. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. All right now. Yes, what a wonderful day. Beautiful feeling. I got everything. I got everything. I got everything. Woo! Everything's going my way. My way. Everything going my way. Baby. such a wonderful day. Oh, got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
And that's the man, that's Ray Charles, that's Oh What a Beautiful Morning. And that's an old request from my dad that I sat on for quite a little while. He asked to hear that version or the version by Gordon McRae from the original cast recording of the show Oklahoma, although I suppose he would have settled for the motion picture soundtrack version. But I picked Brother Ray, and I don't regret it one little bit. I neglected to mention before that the Billy Preston track that we heard was Out of Space. And it was out of sight. And if we weren't sure whether or not the Out of Space was R&B, there can be little doubt about this song. I've been loving you too long. So does Redding.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. You were tired and you want to be love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you too long. I don't wanna stop now. Oh. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. You're tired and your love is growing cold. My love is growing stronger as I affair go. I've been loving you, oh, too long to stop now. Oh, 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 I've been loving you. I don't want to stop now. Oh, oh, don't make me stop now. Oh, yeah. I don't need it. Please don't make me stop now.
I think we all know what it's like to feel that way, to carry a torch for someone. And of course, next Wednesday would have been, we'll celebrate the anniversary of the birth of Otis Redding. He was born on that date, September 9th in the year of 1941. And next Tuesday, we'd be celebrating the birthday of Miss Virginia Patterson Hensley, better known as Patsy Cline. If she were still around to blow out the candles. And I think she knew just as well as Otis did what it's like for love to rip your guts out. Patsy's biggest hit. That was number one on the country charts, number 12 on the pop charts in 1961, and that's I Fall to Pieces. And as we work our way backwards through next week's birthdays, Monday, the 7th of September, I hope I've got that right, maybe somebody can check a calendar for me, would have been the birthday of the great, the one and only Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy Holly. And I don't have tickets to the Buddy Holly convention, but we're going to listen to a very, very important rock and roll song. I think it's kind of quintessential, and it was not even the A side to a single. It was the B side to Oh Boy, and Oh Boy went to number 10 in 1958, but Not Fade Away was not the A side of the record.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. You know my love and not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real. For you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Okay, fair warning, this next song is 7 minutes long, so if anybody needs to go to the bathroom or run to the store or go shift loads of laundry around, now's a good time. This is Traffic, and this is Glad.
Thank you. Thank you.
And open your eyes. Yes, don't we all feel better now? Stretch, stretch. Feel the blood flowing back into your fingers, back into your toes. Yes. Oh, that's good. You know, it's birthday. It's birthday. It's birthday time. Yay, it's birthday time. You know, on Saturday, September 5th, everybody, these are all dead people's birthdays. Vaya con Dios, everybody. Farouk Bulsara, born on the island of Zanzibar in 1946 on September 5th. His parents were Parsis from the Gujarat region of the then province of Bombay Presidency in British India. Of course, I'm talking about Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of the group Queen. He's also recorded under this name. This is Larry Lurex, which I guess was a play on, you know, sort of poking a little fun at Gary Glitter back in 1972. This was the house engineers at whatever label, Mercury, was it Mercury? I don't remember. Wherever Queen was recording their first album back in 72 was trying to duplicate that Phil Spector wall of sound, and recorded a couple of songs and asked Freddie if he'd like to come down and sing, and released the two tracks as a single, and this was the result. This is a song that had been previously a song done by the Beach Boys. It was written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich and I think Phil Spector, and I can hear music. I can't hear any music.
Maybe that's why when we're up to no one, Maybe we've got to have our little talk. I ought to pack up my things and walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand before I let you go from man to man. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. I worked for you like a Georgia mule. My friends laughed and they called me a fool. Your kisses are sweet as can be. Before I let you make a fool out of me, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. You know I love you, baby, but it won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. But before I'll have a woman that I can't trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow.
Thank everybody for tuning in for another episode of Hanky Dinky Time Radio. Hope you'll meet me back here next week. We're going to sign out now, and I hope you'll all stick out a couple, two, three spins through the rebroadcast as it runs on through the night over and over and over again. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?